You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's Random Acts of Poetry Day, Tony. Got a poem for us?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, I sure do. Roses are red, Mike has the blues, because his team's coach is Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Well, you know, maybe that doesn't have to be a long-term situation.
Really?
Maybe.
So what, are you going, by the way, on Thursday night?
No.
Bears in the nation's capital? You're not going?
Not doing it. The game last week against Denver left me so despondent. You're lucky I'm not still sitting in Soldier Field.
Because I'm sure the Washington owners, one of whom you know pretty well.
Yeah, there's been an invite. No, not going.
You're not going to do it.
Nope.
I'm sort of surprised. Let's see the Bears go down again.
Yeah.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, James Harden shows up. Bill Belichick faces another challenge. And Terry Francona officially steps away from managing. But we begin today with the National League playoffs. The Phillies and Diamondbacks won last night. The Phillies beat the Marlins at home 4-1 behind Zach Wheeler. The Diamondbacks, after going down 3-0 on the road to Milwaukee, stormed back, beat the Brewers 6-3. Wilbon, which win impressed you more?
Tony, Arizona's win impressed me more. Arizona's on the road. Arizona's throwing a rookie out there against a bona fide, you know, Milwaukee Brewers starter who had gone 10-8 and pitched enough innings this season and looked to be a solid favorite in a home opening playoff game. Yeah, and he had a 3-0 lead, gives up the back-to-back home runs. And when you're watching this back-to-back, you're like, uh-oh, this is not good for the Brewers. And I should hate the Brewers because they're a rival of my Cubbies, but I don't really hate them. I sort of like the way they band together. I like the style of play they have, like Craig Counsell. But, Tony, I'm giving it to Arizona for battling back in that game, being down 3-0. I know Zach Wheeler was good. He had the 8 strikeouts. Yeah. He had a lot going on. Yeah. Philadelphia was in the World Series last year, Tone.
Yeah.
They're supposed to defend their home situation. And they did fine. But the Diamondbacks, and you like to go with who's the underdog and the betting line and all that Vegas junk. The Diamondbacks had to be underdogs last night. They came back from 3-0 down the road and won that game. Diamondbacks, more impressive.
All right, so it comes as no surprise to anyone who watches this show that you would pick Arizona because you have a home in Arizona, and I understand that. And I will concede that that surprised me because I didn't think they would win on the road, especially when they went down 0-3. And I will also concede I don't know much about the Arizona players. It's not a division I watch. I watch the Eastern Division. But the guy I talked about yesterday, Corbin Carroll, the rookie, was everything as advertised. He had 2 hits, including a home run. He had 2 RBI. He scored 2 runs. He stole 2 bases, and he had 2 walks. Mikey got on base 4 times, and he was certainly the best Corbin because your boy Corbin Burns spit the bit.
He gave up the back-to-backers. He did.
Spit the bit. So now I will talk about the Phillies because they come from the road you like to refer to as the land of hopes and dreams, I-95.
Well, exactly, land of hopes and dreams.
So they were, you know, they beat a division team, which is harder than people think. You keep playing these teams, you don't pound them. And they beat the Marlins. Their star player, Bryce Harper, got into the act, obviously. He ran through a stop sign at third, scored a run. Crowd got very excited. But it was Wheeler. Mike, it was Wheeler. 6 2/3.
He was good.
1 earned. No walks. 8 strikeouts. You know what his ERA is in 7 postseason
only
starts?
Only because I read it. 2.5.
2.55.
Yeah.
So that's total money in the bank, 2.55.
Tony, by the way, there's one Diamondback player you got to know. Evan Longoria. He's been around for 130 years. Made that big play last night to start a double play.
Let me tell you this. The Milwaukee Brewers in your division better hope that the following is true.
What?
There have only been 12 of these 2 out of 3 series. That's only 12. 10 times the team that won the first game won a series. The 2 times it didn't happen, the team that lost the first game lost at home. So maybe that's what they get. But maybe they get Zach Gallen pitching on him tonight against Arizona. He's the best pitcher Arizona has.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Let's move to the National Football League and the Patriots, who are likely to be without rookie cornerback Christian Gonzalez for the season due to a torn labrum. This news comes amid a 1-3 start and after Sunday's benching of starting quarterback Mac Jones. Patriots owner Robert Kraft said before the season that making the playoffs is very important to him. Bill Belichick is 17 wins away from tying Don Shula for the all-time record in wins. Could you see Robert Kraft and the Patriots moving on from Coach Bill before he catches Shula?
If you're asking me if I think that Robert Kraft would fire Bill Belichick at any point,
I'm asking
I will
you
say
that.
Emphatically no. Ooh. But if you're asking me if Bill Belichick might just leave of his own accord, I think that's possible. He might want to go to another team at that point. Because his team isn't very good now. And when you talk about being 17 away from Shula, he's looking at a 5-win team right now. So that's 3 more years. A lot can happen in 3 more years. I don't think he's forgotten how to coach, Mike, on any level.
No.
I don't think he has good players. And he picked the players. Those are his groceries, as his former boss, Parcells, used to say.
Yeah.
Now, I remember, Mike, and you remember as well, when Tom Landry was fired. But that was a new owner came in and fired him.
I was in the building when Jerry Jones said, get out.
That's right.
And we both remember
when Don Shula was forced out.
Yeah.
But that again, when Huizenga got full control of the team, that was only 2 years before that happened.
Yeah.
These guys, Kraft and Belichick, they go back 100 years. What I think might happen is this, Mike. Robert Kraft might decide, I want a little bit more input than I've had lately, and that might really chafe Bill Belichick and he might leave.
Tony, it all comes to an end at some point. It's going to come to an end sooner rather than later. Bill Belichick's 71 years old. And it's not going to last forever. I mean, I know that it lasts a long time or even longer time for Greg Popovich, who just signed an extension to sort of get Victor Wembanyama ready. And he's a couple of years older than Belichick.
And he's 75.
Tony, it comes to an end for everybody.
You mentioned Shula.
We could talk about Noel. Very few have walked away with just walking away. Red Auerbach walked away. Maybe George Halas walked away. But, Tony, they all see. Pat Riley didn't just walk away. Phil Jackson didn't just walk. There were force outs in some of these situations, or at least situations where they weren't ready to leave. I do see where Kraft could say enough. Because they look sort of putrid right now. And Bill Belichick can't stay forever. He's got to have a house somewhere in Nantucket. You put him in a car with a hoodie or two in the back, and you drive him to wherever he wants to go.
You know what I think could happen, why I say he could leave?
Why?
He could basically pull a Tom Brady. Tom Brady went somewhere else and won.
Well,
he could pull a Tom
gonna,
Brady.
Who's
going to hire Bill Belichick? Somebody will. If he was a baseball manager, the owner of the Mets would hire him. James Harden, your boy, has arrived at 76ers training camp in Colorado. And Wilbon, eventually you will tell me why they're training in Colorado. But Harden is there, and Coach Nick Nurse said he looked good in today's practice. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reported yesterday that Harden's plan is to make things uncomfortable for the 76ers, so uncomfortable that they will trade him. Wilbon, how do you see this playing out?
Well, Tony, they got to trade him. And he can be there, and just being there makes it uncomfortable. I don't think Harden is going to outwardly act unprofessional. I would hope not, because, Tony, he's still got to be an attractive candidate for somebody to want to come and get. So James Harden is sort of recruiting. He can say during this period of training camp, if he plays in exhibition games particularly, hey, look at me, I can still get this done. I can still go out there and, lead the league in assists, which is what James Harden can do because he just did it. So he's got to be an attractive player for others to come want. He's got to lure people in. So I don't think he's going to do anything crazy. But if you're the Philadelphia 76ers, you have got to get James Harden out of there. I said this yesterday at the end of the show. Even if it's for 75 cents on the dollar, you can't have him there, because then what you're going to do is you're going to risk angering Joel Embiid. And he still, while coming up short so far in the postseason, is your meal ticket. You want Joel Embiid, who's the MVP. Get rid of James Harden sooner than later, by October 25.
So I was thinking, like, why would James Harden report to camp? And the obvious answer is money. But the 76ers have been paying him.
Yeah.
And they have never said publicly that they're going to dock them. So the other reason would be to show interested buyers
yes.
what I look like.
Yes.
And you can see I still play basketball. But I will say this. If Wojnarowski is right and he is just there to be a thorn in the side, that is small and petty and
yeah.
counterproductive.
Yeah.
And it will make him unattractive like Kyrie Irving. It will. People will say, I don't want this guy. I don't have any idea, Mike, and I'm sure you don't either, why the 76ers would even contemplate having him on a squad. He has said of Daryl Morey, the general manager, he's a liar,
a liar.
And I'll never play for
Did
him.
Did it multiple times.
You know, and I'll never play for him.
Yeah.
And if this was a private matter between the two of them, maybe they could work it out. But it's very public, and it feels like there's no way out. It just feels like there's no way out. So the only thing I can think of now, it would be, as you and I would agree, it's better for everybody if Harden is traded. But maybe Morey's angry that it would actually be better for Harden, and he doesn't want that to
well,
happen.
Well, Tony, I know Daryl Morey a little bit, and that sort of thing. That's just not him. And
okay.
Tony, they're going to want to pursue a championship in Philadelphia. And while Milwaukee and Boston are having an arms race, right, and stockpiling assets, the 76ers are trying to offload some dude who is called the president of ops a liar multiple times publicly.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
win with James Harden. They got to know that. And Embiid, who's been playing nice at press conferences, Joel Embiid has been a great teammate. He can't, in his heart of hearts, want to start the season
with Harden. He wasn't with Ben Simmons, so it's nice that he's a good teammate with James
Harden.
Get
him out, too.
Let's take a break. Coming up, your boy Sean Payton is about to face the coach he criticized this summer, Nathaniel Hackett. How do you think that's going to go?
And C.J. Stroud is off to a great start, but is Baker Mayfield, Tony's boy, more likely to keep playing at a high, high, high level?
So what did you set the deadline at, October 25th?
That's the opening night.
Why not tomorrow at 2?
24th is opening night, 25th for us here.
Why not tomorrow at 2 so we can leave the show with it?
Pardon the interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then wonders why he prepared so much for something that aired on ESPN2. What's first?
Toss-up, whose offense do you expect more from this Sunday? Nathaniel Hackett's or Sean Payton's?
Okay. The Jets have no offense. They have no offense. They are saved by the fact that Denver has no defense. Denver has given up the most points in the league so far, 150. They gave up 70 to Miami. Last week, they made Justin Fields look like Johnny Unitas. They really did. So Denver has a pretty good offense, but the Jets have a pretty good defense. That's not the story of this game, Mike. The story of this game is, will Sean Payton have enough moxie and have enough understanding to walk across the field at some point and try to shake Nathaniel Hackett's hand and apologize for the terrible things he said about Nathaniel Hackett's coaching. And if that happens, will Nathaniel Hackett have enough grace and charm to extend his hand as well? Because other than that, I don't really care about two bad 1-3 teams.
Everything Sean Payton said about Hackett, you're right, it was terrible. It was also true. Every
it was true.
Word
it was
of
true.
It. But let me tell you what the only thing I care about. You talk about what you care about, the handshake. Let me tell you what I care about. I sat here last year and you mocked me because I told you week after week after week when Nathaniel Hackett was hacking it up in Denver that if you got a good right. coach and you wound up getting Sean Payton, that Russ would come back. What is that stupid phrase? Let Russ eat or let him cook or let him do
eat.
Something?
No, let him
let
cook.
Let him cook. Okay.
Let him cook.
Let me just
and
say this
hungry,
to end this segment.
Let him eat.
Russell Wilson is the third-rated passer in the NFL as of today. I told you he could come back under his new coach, and Sean Payton
I think we both
would
knew
find
that.
Him a worthy reclamation. Where's the apology?
I think we both knew that.
Where is the Will we Bond? You were right. That's what I want
to
hear.
Will Bond, to this point, you were right.
To this point,
you were right. And somebody else on the show was
let
wrong.
Let him eat.
I think it could have been
let him
maybe
cook.
Frank.
Let him
it's
cook.
Let him cook.
Okay.
That's next.
Toss up. More likely to keep up his surprising play, C.J. Stroud or Baker Mayfield?
Stroud's been great. He doesn't have any interceptions. He's thrown for over 1,200 yards. He does not have any interceptions. He is by far the best rookie quarterback to this point, right? And he sort of gets a break in that they're playing Atlanta this week, and they're not world beaters. But to me, Baker Mayfield has been a total surprise, and I'm going to compare him a little bit to Stroud. Baker Mayfield, who was left for dead by both the Carolina Panthers and the Los Angeles Rams last year, is completing passes at 69.6% of his passes. That's much higher than Stroud. He's been sacked 4 times. Stroud has been sacked 11 times. He's got a higher QBR and a higher rating than Stroud. And his team is 3-1 and Stroud's is 2-2. They'll both have been very, very good. The next game that Mayfield plays is against the Lions. That's a tough one, but it's not this week. It's next week. So this week, I'm going to be able to just say Baker Mayfield's been terrific so far.
I'm going to make one analogy. I'm going to go back almost, 20 years, about more than 20 years, and compare Baker Mayfield in this, his sixth season. Tony, to have a great couple of seasons doesn't mean you have to have all of them be great. It doesn't mean you're going to be a Hall of Famer. But you can find your stride, and maybe Baker Mayfield, like Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer did this in his seventh season. And he led a team to the Super Bowl. Okay, you can say that Warren Sapp and that defense did that, and you'd be right.
Well, the defense had something to do with it.
And all those guys in the Hall of Fame linebacker. Yeah, they had. So, but Trent Dilfer was riding that thing, and they won a Super Bowl with him in his seventh season. Maybe Baker Mayfield's got a late blooming season in him like that now in his sixth season.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. Yeah. It's hard. It's early. That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Urban Meyer addresses the rumors that link him with Michigan State. Hadn't heard those.
And Terry Francona officially says so long to managing in Cleveland. Love
I think the phrase might be let Russ dress or let Russ drive. I know it's not let Russ eat. I don't know why you're fixated on let Russ eat.
I don't know why I said let Russ.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 43rd birthday, James Jones. For those who don't know, Jones is the general manager of the Phoenix Suns, and he has been busy lately. In February, he brought in Kevin Durant, which somebody on this show said would get Phoenix the championship. In June, Jones traded away Chris Paul, brought in Bradley Beal from Washington. In September, Jones traded away recent number one overall pick DeAndre Ayton, brought in Yusuf Nurkic from Portland, Grayson Allen from Milwaukee. The great holdover player on Phoenix is Devin Booker. Beyond him, there appear to be a lot of spare parts. And Jones, who played 14 years in the league and won three championships with LeBron, then hired Frank Vogel to make all this work.
Tony, you did name the principals in this season for Phoenix, no question. But Yuta Watanabe, Josh Okogie, Eric Gordon, Bol Bol, Nasir Little, that bench is totally underrated and being slept on. And James Jones did a great job with the new owner of court, of course, Matt Ishbia, and putting that group together.
Parts.
The Suns are going to be deep and good at it. Watch.
Happy anniversary, Jared Goff. On this day 9 years ago, the Cal Berkeley quarterback threw for 527 yards and five touchdowns to lead Cal past Washington State in a 60-59 shootout. Goff had eight college games where he threw for over 450 yards, including one where he got 542. He has seven of the top 10 passing yardage games in Cal history. Goff's numbers led the Rams to draft him number one overall in 2016 draft. Eventually, they traded Goff to Detroit for Matthew Stafford, which helped the Rams win the Super Bowl and tarnish Goff somewhat. But he's been sneaky good in Detroit.
Really good.
The Lions are 11-3 in Goff's last 14 games. Made the Pro Bowl last year, and he recently threw 383 passes without being intercepted.
I root for Goff, Tony. And by the way, that season, he did not have one of those 400-and-whatever-yard games against Northwestern. We held him to 281, I think, in the opener in Evanston after we had beaten him and Cal the previous year, but he won the rematch. But I like him, and I root for him.
Good. Happy trails to managing for Terry Francona. The longtime Guardians manager has officially stepped down from the job he started 11 seasons ago. Francona has battled serious medical issues over the past few years, said that he's recently found himself not being as eager to tackle the things that have made him such a success in the past. Francona is the winningest manager in team history, 13th on the all-time wins list between Casey Stengel and Leo DeRocher. Got a front office job in Cleveland ahead of him, says he doesn't foresee managing again. On a personal note, Terry Francona has been one of our favorite recurring guests.
Amen.
Going back to his days as Red Sox manager. Smart, candid, self-deprecating, unashamedly bald. We thank Terry Francona. We wish him our best.
We do, and I would hope that some television executives, plural, would say, you know what? This guy would be so great covering baseball, talking baseball, broadcasting, commenting on, in whatever capacity. Let's get Terry Francona, and maybe they can pry him out of that front office job. And Terry, there's a lot more golf to be played in Arizona if you're just on TV.
Everybody goes to Arizona, Terry. Everybody.
Come
Wilbon
on out.
Is everybody in Arizona.
Come on out.
Bol Bol. One era.
Yes, Bol
it's
Bol
Wilbon's. Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl with Ray Lewis and the Ravens, not Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp, and the Bucks.
Defense.
That was Brad Johnson.
Oops.
We move on to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The 2030 World Cup will be played, primarily in Morocco, Spain, and Portugal, but opening games in Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina. Is this all right with you?
Make up your mind about what your purposes are. Put them in one spot. Enough. There's too many places. Stop. The Broncos are planning to release pass rusher Randy Gregory if they can't find a trade partner. Makes sense?
No, their defense stinks now. Why would they get rid of it? No. Urban Meyer told Bruce Feldman there's zero truth to him being a candidate for the Michigan State job. Your thoughts?
I mean, if you say zero truth, I mean, Urban Meyer can go a lot of places. A lot of people still would want him. I'm going to take him at his word. Lexi Thompson plans to play in a men's tour event in Vegas next week. You excited for that?
No, I'm not. I was excited when Annika Sorenstam played in one, and I thought that ended it for me. So, no, I'm really not. Last one. Cooper Kupp cleared to return to practice for the Rams. Is that significant?
They got this guy, Nacua, who's like Cooper Kupp, right? He catches a million balls a week. With the two of them out there, maybe that'll be quite a threat, Tony.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Bol Bol. you're sleeping on Bol Bol, you're going to regret it. It's like let Russ eat or let him cook. Let Bol Bol cook. Huh?
Not sleeping on Bol Bol.
PTI.